leavings or chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it?
Mm-hmm. What about the something people can make out of the liver?
Liverwurst?
Mm-hmm. How do you make that?
I don't know.
You ever heard of scraffle or gristle or pawn? What about something made out of the blood?
Well, that's blood sausage.
How do you make that?
I don't know if the Italians make it a lot. The Mexicans use it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten it. It's very good, but I don't know how to make it. They season it highly with herbs and salt and pepper. And
Say if you were thirsty, you'd say, a glass of water.
I'd like.
Or I got a glass of water.
I got a glass of water.
And I
served myself a glass of water.
Uh-huh. And you'd ask me, how much water have you
drank today?
And you'd say, three glasses.
I drank three glasses.
And you say we certainly do, a lot of water?
Drink.
And the inside part of the cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call?
The seed of the pit.
What about in a peach?
The seed.
Have you ever heard it called the bone?
The bone, yes.
Do you use that term yourself?
Not too much, no. Peach seeds. The Mexicans call the aguacate, you know what an aguacate is, the avocado,
uh-huh.
They call that the bone, the seed. West.
What about the part inside the seed?
The almond.
Mm-hmm. And the kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of.
Come in.
Oh,
what about? The kind of what that you cut what out of?
The kind of peach that you have to cut the seed out of. Would be the
ripe peach?
Did you ever hear of a clingstone peach?
A clingstone and freestone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the clingstone is a little peach that the seed sticks to the meat, and the freestone turns it loose easier.
Mm-hmm. What?
It kind of fits in just a case.
Mm-hmm. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The core.
And if you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Dried apples?
You ever heard them called snits?
Mm-hmm.
What kind
of... See, this isn't an apple country. We get apples down here, we eat them before we get home. Or you don't get any.
What kinds of nuts do people get around here? Or would you buy at the store?
Pecans, mostly. At one time, there were lots of pecan trees here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially close to the river downtown in big areas. All the old stores and towns that had a big pecan tree in the back. Usually big, nice paper shell pecans.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had little pecans, but most of them were paper shell pecans.
What other kinds of nuts?
Down here, that are peanuts, but not too much. They don't taste too many peanuts.
Is there another name for peanuts?
Goobers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, goober.
What about a kind of nut that you would use in cooking, maybe, to people put in cookies or...
Well, walnuts.
Uh-huh.
Hazelnuts, Brazil nuts.
You know the...
Almonds.
Uh-huh. The walnut, when it comes off a tree, it's got a green covering on it.
Green covering on it, yeah.
You call that the...
The case.
Then you open that and you still have to crack the
nut, the shell.
Uh-huh. And a kind of citrus fruit that grows around in Texas.
Well, there's the pink grapefruit and there's the marsh grapefruit. There's oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Several, I guess, a dozen varieties of oranges.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a bowl
limes
of huh?
And limes.
Uh-huh. Could you get a little closer to that?
I forget. I went and moved back and brought the wagon.